An assassin trained in the traditions of the Rusca Roma organization sets out to seek revenge after her father's death. This is the brief plot synopsis of From the World of John Wick, Ballerina. It's a 2025 film that runs 2 hours and 4 minutes. It stars Ana de Armas as Eve, Keanu Reeves as John Wick, Ian McShane as Winston, Angelica Houston as the director, Norman Reedus as Daniel Payne, and the late Lance Reddick as Sharon. And the film were brought in early in Eve's life when she was just about 10 or 12 years old, and her father is killed by the evil people in the movie. That's what this film is about, her trying to avenge. She was ultimately raised as a ballerina slash assassin in this organization in the John Wick universe. I think what you go to see this type of film is for the action and, I want to say, the violent part of the film, the shocking parts. And this film definitely delivered on that front. Once Eve grows up, she sets out to avenge her father's death. I think the biggest thing that you have to suspend your disbelief on is that a girl her size can take the kind of hits that she was taking in the film. I mean, she was getting beat up in different scenes, and I don't think anyone could take those types of hits and still be fighting forward. Not only was she just taking blunt force hits, she was also in some cases being stabbed, shot with things, and pierced body. It was very violent, and it's just like all the other John Wicks. Having said that, I definitely found From the World of John Wick, Ballerina, to be very entertaining. It definitely fits right into the John Wick universe. John Wick himself makes an appearance, a couple of appearances in the film, and he's actually brought there to sort of stop her on her rampage, and ultimately ends up letting her continue, but only for like 28 more minutes. You have a half an hour and we have to bring you in, because she was just killing everybody in this film. Anyhow, that was very entertaining. It's always neat to see these John Wick films, the cast of characters that are in these films. I highly recommend From the World of John Wick, Ballerina. I thought it was a very entertaining film. Ana de Armas was very good. She was amazing. I would give this film 5 stars. I wasn't expecting to see Norman Reedus in the film. I was like, hey, he's in everything now. He's in The Walking Dead and this. It's neat to see Norman Reedus get some parts in mainstream movies. This film was budgeted for $90 million, and so far worldwide, as of the 14th of June, it has grossed $58 million. This was opening weekend. When I saw Lance Reddick in the film, I thought, is that AI? Or because he passed away last year. He passed away in 2023, but they say in the trivia that this was his final role right before his unexpected death.